Chapter 4. I didn't get home until after 9 that night. The wind had been down all day and the races had taken a lot longer than they usually did, even though they used the short course, so that there were still a lot of people in the club by 8 o'clock. I was tired and I was hungry, and I went right into the kitchen to see what there was to eat. Dad was out someplace, I hoped on a gig, not at the Colonial, and Sally was out too, probably over at Margene Sheckley's trying on lipstick. There was some bread and a dish of leftover baked beans in the icebox, so I made a sandwich of baked beans and mayonnaise, which is one of my favorites. There was milk, too, and I was sitting there gobbling up my dinner and feeling pretty tired when the baby came into the kitchen. There were dirt streaks on his face, and his eyes were red, and I could tell he had been crying. "What's the matter, babe, Henry?" I said. He hated being called baby, and we were trying to stop. "Sally says I have to go to Chicago to live with Uncle Edgar." He stood there looking at me with his arms folded across his chest, trying not to cry. "Are you sure Sally told you that?"
"Yes."
I was surprised. I didn't think Sally would have done that, unless maybe she was mad.
"Are you sure?"
"She said it to Margene." "Oh," I said. "Well, that's what you get for listening in."
"I wasn't listening in," he rubbed his eyes. "They were talking too loud in her room."
"That explains it." "Well, they were just talking, Henry. Probably it won't happen."
"Would you come too?"
"Henry, stop worrying about it. It isn't going to happen."
"You're lying," he said.
He went on rubbing his eyes. He was half sore and half ready to cry, and I figured I'd better make it sound like I was telling the truth.
"Well, the thing is, Henry, what Sally meant is that it could happen. I mean, if we really went broke, we might all have to go live in different places. You might live with Uncle Edgar and Aunt Mabel, and maybe Sally would live with Grandpa down in New Orleans, and I might move in with somebody else. But that would be only if we really got broke."
"I won't go," he said. He let out a sudden sob, and then he sucked it back in and sort of shuddered.